Sometimes eat it with fish or chicken.
Grain.
Yeah. You boil it to prepare it.
Mm-hmm.
It's dry and it comes in a package, and then it doesn't grow around here. It grows out in the swampy country, and it's
rice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then can you think of any old time terms for cheap whiskey or homemade whiskey?
No. Cheap whiskey, yeah. I don't know what you mean.
Well, I mean something that, you know, this is kind of bad whiskey, or, you know, just I don't mean that you could get it at a bargain. I mean it wasn't very good. Or homemade beer?
I don't know anything about either one of
them. Okay, I just wonder if there are any names you could think of. If someone cooked something and it and you went in the kitchen and said, "My, just that, just, you know, you
burning?
Said, just, yeah, but
smells good."
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you were telling me yesterday about I think you talked to me yesterday about molasses, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever have any make anything from maple trees? Did you have any maple trees?
Maple, yeah. You can make syrup, maple syrup, or you can make sugar,
mm-hmm.
maple sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I made both.
Did they have terms, the expressions long sweetening and short sweetening? Are those familiar to you?
No.
How do you make maple? How do you make maple syrup? I suppose you make the sugar from the granules.
Well, you tap your trees, you know, and then you have you take a elder and take a pith out. You don't put that back in that tree.
Mm-hmm.
Put your bucket under here.
Mm-hmm.
You bore a hole in the tree. Well, that juice runs out in that bucket. Then you carry it, you know, and you boil it down.
Mm-hmm.
You can make syrup, or you can boil it down hard and make candy.
Mm-hmm. And that would be
sugar.
That would be boiling all the liquid out,
uh-huh.
basically, huh? If something, we're talking about syrup or something, you say, this isn't artificial maple syrup, this is
homemade syrup.
Huh? It's not artificial, though. You know, if we talk about leather or something, you know, say, it's not artificial leather, it's genuine? Sure.
Yeah.
And if sugar, you say sugar is sold, and it might be sold in a package, but if it isn't packaged, you might say sugar is sold
in a box?
Or, you know, if you went into the store and, you know, and you bought as much as you wanted, you know, and the grocer just took it out and poured it out for you, you'd say the sugar is sold in...
in a sack?
Yeah.
Bag?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of books or bulk or... buy it in bulks, mm-hmm. or buy it in bulk. Buy it loose.
Oh, loose sugar.
You
yeah.
eat it loose.
We used to.
Now, you make preserves, something similar to preserves, except you use some gelatin in it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make? What did you call that?
You can call it preserves or jelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the two shakers you have on a table are called the...
salt shake and pepper shake.
Okay, if you just said take the shaker out, you just say salt.
Salt and pepper?
Yeah. And if you wanted this red fruit that grows on a tree, big red fruit grows on a tree, you know, there's one on a table, there's a bowl of them on the table, you might tell someone, please give... in fact, that's one right over there.
Apple?
Yeah. You might say to someone, give me
an apple?
Sure. And the opposite of rich is... the opposite of rich is...
poor?
Yeah. And you're talking about a poor man having a hard life. You might say a man poor has a hard life. A man...
he has a hard life.
Yeah, would you say the whole thing, though? A man...
a man sure has a hard life.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was thinking of something like a man what's poor or a man that's poor.
That's poor, yeah.
All right. And you say, I'm not a doctor, but I have a brother.
I have a brother that's a doctor?
Sure. And a place where a lot of fruit trees grow is called a...
orchard.